Los Angeles Rams star Puka Nacua accused of biting woman, making anti-Semitic comment. By Paul Bois on March 25, 2026. Puka Nacua, star wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, has been accused of both making an anti-Semitic comment and biting a woman. The alleged incident occurred on December 31, with the woman accusing Nacua in a rejected application for a temporary restraining order against him, per TMZ. The woman says the night got off to a rocky start after the 24-year-old allegedly said, "Fuck all the Jews" during dinner, which distressed her. Unfortunately, the woman says the remark was just the first act in what became an escalating course of rude or vulgar, threatening, violent, and harassing conduct by Nacua. After eating, the woman says she and her friend, along with Puka and others, got into a Sprinter van when he became touchy-feely. The woman then claimed that Puka suddenly dropped his head into her girlfriend's lap and crotch area and bit her thumb so forcefully that she screamed in acute pain. She then claimed that Puka turned to her, biting her left shoulder, which left an imprint on her broken skin. TMZ obtained photos allegedly showing the bite marks, which the woman claimed during her application for a restraining order. The woman filed a police report and claimed that months later, during mediation in March 2026, Puka's attorneys threatened to contact TMZ and other press and media outlets and to disseminate false, inaccurate, and or deliberately exaggerated public statements about the events of December 31, 2025. Puka's attorney, Levi McCathern, told TMZ that the woman has been engaged in a shakedown attempt, adding that the woman has asked for millions. She also said that the group was partying and engaged in some harmless horseplay. As per the anti-Semitic comment, McCathern said that sober witnesses have claimed he never uttered it. A hearing is scheduled for April 14, and a judge has denied the woman's restraining order for the time being. As noted by Fox News, Puka previously apologized for an alleged anti-Semitic act last season during a discussion of touchdown celebrations on YouTuber Aideen Ross' stream. Many, however, believe the celebration perpetuated a harmful anti-Jewish stereotype. In the video, Ross instructed Nacua to spike the ball, flex and then rub his hands together. Ross, who is Jewish, has referred to the movement as his own dance or emote. Nacua received overwhelming pushback and issued an apology Thursday, hours before his Rams took on the Seattle Seahawks. "When I appeared the other day on a social media live stream, it was suggested to me to perform a specific movement as part of my next touchdown celebration. At the time, I had no idea this act was anti-Semitic in nature and perpetuated harmful stereotypes against Jewish people," Nacua said in a stand-up to Jewish hate graphic. "I deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by my actions, as I do not stand for any form of racism, bigotry, or hate of another group of people."